which is a very important time. Yom Ha'aretz begin already. It's unbelievable already on Matzah Shabbos. Kedal mekoroshim defakned lasecha. We have to change our whole mode. Basically, from summer, from relaxation, from the points that we're at, to the points that we're going to be at. What do I mean by that? The Torah in this week's parasha, Parshas Kisavo, it's not every year that we have the Haggadah, which is obviously connected to Slichos, because the first thing you say in Slichos is B'maitza Shabbos Kedam Nucha, we come B'maitza Menucha. From the Menucha, this Shabbos is already Mitzuruf to the Slichos. Slichos don't start Matzah Shabbos, that's a misnomer. They say Rabbi Chaskel Levenstein came into the Beis Medrash and he says, El Mole Shamer B'nei Yisrael Shtei Shabbos is Hayu Negolim. Chiddush Arim says that Hayu Negolim doesn't only mean, you know, with the eagle and with the Gansa plane to El Al and going, means a personal Gula also. We're looking for a personal Gula, Rabbi. So we need to get out of our habits and our regilus and everything that's been going on this summer and last year and COVID and everything and all we've accustomed ourselves to. We need freshness. We need a change. And that's connected to the Shabbos. Already be mechazik already the Shabbos. Your plans for the Shabbos, you're supposed to change them. Whatever they're going to be doesn't necessarily mean where you are or who you're eating with. It means change them. Change your approach to the Shabbos. Change your Kabbalah Shabbos. Change your Shmira of Shabbos. Make this the Shabbos of your life. And next Shabbos, you're supposed to say, do you realize, I don't remember the last time this happened, that we have two Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah to really get a with a defibrillator. Revive that guy before Rosh Hashanah to be mamish, not just walking in, say, where a gabbai, where's my seat? To mamish, be mesuder, to make a kinyan on your room. This is our room right now. This is ours. We're not sharing with anyone else. You find your makom. Do that with Rosh Hashanah also. Do that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you already have in the Shabbos Ahachona, it's Mitzuruf to the Slichos. The Slichos already start from the way we keep Shabbos. El Moli, Shomru, Bnei Yisrael, Shtei Shabbos, Hayu Negolim, Parshas Kisavo, the Parsha of Bikurim, bringing our Rishis, making our priority in life, setting up what our priorities are, which is the whole Yisoy of what Bikurim is. What is the Rishis? How do you wake up in the morning? What are the first utterances that you say when you get up? Is it Moida Ani Lefonecha? I exist for you. That's the entire Yisoy of Gantz Yomim Noroim. Is what? Lemancha, Lemancha, Lemancha. Never do we say that ever else during the year. Now we put a Siba for our existence. Why are you here? Why are you in this world? Limancho. Limancho, there's a purpose. Moidani lechvonecha. I am waking up every morning. I live every second of my day. Is tachlis for you, Rabbi. So therefore, COVID, no COVID, doesn't make a difference. The only thing that the Rabbanu Shalom did is reminded me that he runs the world independently. And he makes Rosh Hashanah so much easier. Rabbi, so do you realize? Do you realize the struggles we had when I was growing up to remember, to be able to see the Rabbi Shalom? You don't have such a struggle. This is a Azar Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah with a Tkiyah Shofar that's been blasting all year. The Yid HaKadosh told his Talmidim, he says, I've been hearing this Kol Shofar my whole life. He's hearing the call of the Mashiach. Rabbi say, it's happening. It's happening, and I'm not saying this to try to energize you to be mechazik. If anyone doesn't believe that this is not ikvus of the Mashiach, that this might be the last Rosh Hashanah before Mashiach, I don't know how else the Rabbi Shalom can spell it out to you. That's what's going on. It's a new reality. It's a new existence, Rabbi, saying you were chosen to be a part of it. You were chosen to be a part of Rosh Hashanah Tafshin Pei Beis, which who knows? This might be it. This might be it for the classic. For the classic world. So how are we going to pack our bags? How are we going to get ready? So we're going to start with this week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, which has the parsha of Bikurim, and you bring the Rishis Pri, you bring those designated fruits to the Borei Olam to demonstrate that my whole existence, the original blossom, the excitement of my life, the first zera that I planted, whenever I see the first Paris, I say, no, I'm not consuming it. I'm giving this to the Borei Olam, which is the whole concept of Bikurim Brisa. I could schmooze about this for hours, the rayas to this Yisoid. But that's what Bikurim is, that's what Reishis is, that's what the Yisoid of a Slichus, Motzei, Parshas, Kisova, Parshas, Bikurim is all about. It's all Lemancha, it's all the Slichus in the Parsha itself. But I'd like to speak about specifically one aspect of the Kriyas HaBikurim. The Kriyas HaBikurim is part of the mitzvah of Bikurim, that the individual does not only just drop off a package by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Mizbeach, which he does with the Kohen, right? But rather he begins to express himself. He begins to open up. There's a parsha of Kriyas HaBikurim, there's a responsibility. Ad kedei kach that the Mishnayos say they got nervous about people that wouldn't be able to enunciate and be able to be Koyre Kol HaParsha, so they had later enactments that people would be Moitzi them in certain parts of the Kriyas HaBikurim, which, by the way, is Halacha L'maisa. Anyone know where that the Halacha is? Everybody say it's a Peli. You should think about this the next time you, not the next time you get married, but the next time you go to a Chuppah, you know, why is it that the Chassan is not making the Bracha? Anyone ever think about that? No, because that's what's done, you know? They call it the Masader, you call it, the Masader does everything, that's, you know, that's the way Yiddishkeit is. Like, so we just nod our head and just, that's normal. No, think about it. Don't take it for granted. Well, why is that normal? You don't do that with any other mitzvah. Netilas Luv, you don't do that. Right? You don't do that when you put on tefillin this morning. So why isn't he making a bracha for his own mitzvah? Right? It doesn't make sense. Good. Ask the kasha. So the answer is because Parshas Bikurim. Because we don't want to embarrass the chassan. This is his date, you know? He's like, wants to keep impressing his wife, you know what I'm saying? Now he's going to mess up this bracha, you know? That's going to be pretty embarrassing, right? He struggles enough with Harei HaMikudesh HaSlikah Das Moshav Yisrael, right? You know? Remember, we were learning Kiddushin or Blachman, you know, when I was in Karen Biavis, or Blachman like told us, he'd pay us like $1,000 if one of the guys under the chuppah would just leave out the word Lee, you know, or leave out this way, because they're Gantz Sugyas in Kiddushin. Like, what happens if he says this, right? Come on, make life exciting a little bit. Leave out this, leave out that. You know, just do half a line, we can get a Geshmak Sugya. So, in the Kriyas HaBikurim, where a person emotionally opens up and he expresses himself and doesn't only drop off a package and just take life for granted and to say, oh yeah, this is what I do, this is what we do, we shake our head, we allow everything to go on, and we just accept it. He says, no, he's going to talk to the Kohen, he's going to talk to the Bari Olam. And he starts talking about Jewish history, about the origins of his family, where he's come from. Arami Ovidovi, Rabbi, say you're familiar with these parshios, right? From the Haggadah. Vayerid Mitzrayim Vayagar Sham Vibsei Ma'at Vayisham Legoi Gadol Otsum Varov. Vayurono Asono HaMitzrim Vayanunu Vayinu Oleinu Avoy Dakosha, and it was difficult in Mitzrayim. Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoyseinu Vayishma Hashem Eskoileinu Vayaris Anyenu Vesamaleinu Veslachatzeinu. But Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our response, and we broke down and we cried and we had nothing else to rely on. There's a lot to talk about just on that pasuk at Nitzak. El Hashem Elokei Avoyseinu Rabbeisai, that is the highlight of the Seder in my house, is Vanitzak. Stories with the Oiv Yisoel, the Abdur Rav, about the Yeshuas that have come out from Vanitzak. So my kids know. Ask my kids next time you'll be in the house, Mitzvah. What is the most emotional part of the Seder? It's Vanitzak. There's like a whole, it's a 15-minute break in the middle of Sipur Yitzis Utsai Vanitzak, closing our eyes, thinking about what we want to ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to make it real. Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Avoyseinu, because Klal Yisrael, Ki Yadua, it's too much to talk about in that pasuk, Vanitzak. They didn't have the Koyach HaTfilah, they didn't have the ability, they didn't have Siddurim, they didn't have Machzarim. They had Vanitzak. So Hashemah says, and that was the highest level of Tfilah. So we got to incorporate into our lives right now. Vanitzak, a tzaaka. Vayishma Hashem eskoyleinu vayaris v'neinu v'samaleinu v'slachatzeinu. When there was such a tzaaka, we pierced the heavens, and the Rebbeinu Shalom was able to see our matzav lachatzeinu. Vayitzienu Hashem Yitzrayim v'yad chazaka b'zoron etuvi v'mora golda bosos mosim and baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzi us from the sivlis Mitzrayim. And the pasuk says as follows. Listen carefully.
Vayivienu al hamakom hazeh vayiten lanu etz haaretz hazos eretz zavas chalav udvash. Ata hine yivesi es reishis pri adamo asher nesata li Hashem el Hashem v'inachtoi lefnei Hashem elokech v'shtav yisro lefnei Hashem elokech. One second. Give me one second. Sorry. Give me one second. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I lost my mind for a second. Yitzhene Hashem Yitzhayim Yad Chazaka U'bizro Adetuya B'mor Goldo Moses Mosim V'yivayenu Al HaMokom HaZeh V'yitein Lanu Es HaAretz HaZayis Eres Zavas Chalav U'dvash. Pasuk where Mamash read that I was reading, right? It was right in front of my eyes. Mamash just covered it up. Sometimes you're staring at something and you don't even know what you're staring at. Rabbi Isai, what does that pasuk mean? Vayavienu el hamokom hazeh vayiten lanu es haaretz. Air conditioning is killing me. Vayavienu el hamokom hazeh vayiten lanu es haaretz hazois eretz zavas chalav udvash. Rosh teta. Vayavienu el hamokom hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us to the Beis HaMikdash. Hamokom hazeh. This is the mokom that the pasuk just says. Put the fruits in the basket and go to the Mokom Asher Yivchar. B'chiras HaMokom, the Beis HaMikdosh. But this pasuk is a little strange. Vayavienu el HaMokom HaZeh, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you brought us to this place. Vayitein lano es haaretz ha'azois, eretz avas chalav u'dvash. What's pshat? What's the problem, everybody said? Anyone have a problem with this? Yeah, I need some help, Shiner. Not about finding a plastic, about giving Shiner this plastic. Thank you. Wait, so the plastic makes no sense. First you bring me the Eretz Yisrael. First you go in, Yeshua conquers. We inhabit the land. We have Zion Shekibshu, Zion Shechilku, right? We have Chilka Aretz. We inhabit the land, right? And then we build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a pella. What's pshat? Why is this person who's saying Kriyas HaBikurim going out of order? Any other pshat? So, one could argue and say, the Yisod that the Chiddush HaRim has is that we're
involved in the Parsha of Bikurim. We're involved in the Parsha of Bikurim over here, which is, as the president spoke about yesterday, thanks. Karsa Toiv. Such an important midah, such an important yisoid for life. Hakar Satoiv. But we didn't really understand what Yitzias Mitzrayim was really about and what we were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for until we got to the B'yis Makom. So one could argue in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kedai to go out of order, which because that was ultimately what influenced our expression of that gratitude on even that first stage of Yitzias Mitzrayim post facto. Once we had hindsight and we were able to see things with a clear picture, so that's appropriate to go out of order. But the Emes Izer Baisai, there's a fascinating Targum Yonasan. And I want you to never forget this Targum Yonasan. It's not clear exactly how the Bavli fits out with this Targum Yonasan. It's a Psachim Shmuz, but Rashash works on this. But the Targum Yonasan says something fascinating earlier in Parshas Bo. Ve'esa eschem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says al kanfei nesharim, right? Kanfei nesharim, right? Right? What's the Aliyah group called? Nefesh b'nefesh, kanfei nesharim, right? That's the whole mahus, right? To go on that, right? What we grew up with, to go on the ego. Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim. Zok to Targum Yonasan, that's said in Parsha Yitzias Mitzrayim. You know why? Zok to Targum Yonasan, he bevorns it. Unbelievable, Kasha. He says, how is it possible that they brought the Korban Pesach when they came out of Mitzrayim that night? It's a Korban Pesach. It has to be in the Beis Hamikdash. So Zok the Targum Yonasan, listen to this, Rabbi Yisrael. I didn't make this up. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them al kanfei nesharim. It's not something in the future. It happened. The Eschem al kanfei nesharim, Zok the Targum Yonasan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them on the wings, flew them to Yerushalayim, into the Mokom HaMikdash, and they were makriv the Korban Pesach, Bo'isim Mokom. Azoy Zok the Targum Yonasan. Fascinating Chiddush, Pshat and Pasuk. And I'm going to take you now on kanfei nesharim in order for you to be makriv, and Rabbi Yisrael, Ich Fishtenish, I don't understand. You're telling me that we already went on the flight? You're telling me that it already happened? You're telling me that we already reached the destination? We already got there? You know, we finally got in with all our PCRs and all our tests, and Israel was finally, we waited our quarantine and we're good, and we're already at Nativ, we're already sitting there at the Mokom HaMikdash. I'm sitting next to Rabina already. What? And then I went back? Understand, like you were there. Targum Yonasan says, and that's Pshat in our pasuk. And then afterwards, we went through a whole process. Why? What's the reason? The whole Yitzias Mitzrayim now, what was the point? Rabbi Yisai, I think the Targum Yonasan, the Yisoid HaDover, in understanding what Targum Yonasan, not looking at this Targum Yonasan as just an interesting historical fact, but I think it's a Yisoid for our Avoider, Rabbi Yisai. We often go through life, go through day to day, without a plan, without a destination, without a goal, without recognizing that we're on a path to somewhere. Part of tshuva is to recognize you're on the path. You might not see the fruits right away. You might not experience and see all the growth in one day or one year. But recognize, Rabbi Yisai, that this is all a path towards something. And get a glimpse. Rosh Hashanah is about getting a glimpse that there's a destination, that there's a lamancha, that there's an oilam ha'osid, that this is all garnished and mystic, And it could all topple over in one COVID. And every president that you're wasting so much time researching and looking at, and every time you're in the bathroom, and hours of dedication towards that, it's all going to do nothing for you. That's all off the path. You're going to miss your exit. Get back on the highway. Right? Like the muscle with Waze. Waze doesn't even tell you when you're off. They just recalculate to get you back on the derech. That's what tshuva is. Yazoiv Rosha Darko, you missed the exit. What does it mean, Yazoiv Rosha Darko? He doesn't have a derech. He's going in the wrong direction. You're driving on the wrong side of the highway. Remember that you are on a derech, that there's a path over here, that there's a destination. Each and every one of you, Rabbi Isai, I love it. Waze is the most incredible invention. Incredible invention. Akadei kach, that the MS is more than anything else. I have a lot of cheshbon about it. I wasn't able to get to places with that. I'm hooked to it. And that's why I have an iPhone. Not because of Waze. And I'm trying to figure out other ways to just detach myself from all the other narishkeit, which is the struggle, Rabbi Isai, the struggle of the door. I'm with you. But Rabbi Isai, that Waze teaches you that the first thing you get in when you go on is you put in, you calculate, where is it going? We don't do that with our lives. We all are into our routine, our day-to-day, and that's why Rosh Hashanah is so difficult. What are you, a plan? And well, we're jumping into this before doing tshuva, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asked. Shouldn't Yom Kippur come before Rosh Hashanah? Clean your slate and then? No. Teretz is, you gotta realize the most important thing is that there's a destination. You gotta punch in the address the first thing before you start driving. That's in this week's parsha. The whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole tachlis of Eretz Yisrael, of Esaretz Aser Benzat Alonu, was only because what? We were able to see a glimpse, a tzura, of what it means to be in the Beis HaMikdash, to be serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Without a Vayivienu El HaMokam Hazeh, without a Targum Yonason, without flying into Eretz Yisrael, God's Yitzias Mitzrayim would have been a waste of time. The entire history of Jewish history would have been a waste of time. It was only because what? There's a destination, there's a purpose, there's a siba, there's a goal. And I got to talk about that. That Vayavienu El HaMokom Hazeh, remember, Hashem brought me here before anything else. To know why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's what this Matzah Shabbos is all about. It's about closing your eyes, about taking a second and saying, what do I want to become? When am I going to stop just being a child? That, you know, I don't have to make cheshbonos. Everybody say it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. You're going to have a kid. You're going to have a child soon. You're going to be looked up to. You're going to be asked for hadracha. Hadracha, where's the derech? Hadracha implies that there's a derech, that there's a destination, that there's ways. That there's vayevienu al hamokom hazeh. It's a moir dik and medrash. In Parshas Va'eschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yishev Eschanan, El Hashem Ba'isahi, Moshe Rabbeinu was in a Shas Koishi, he thought that he would be able to get a Yeshua, and he asked Va'eschanan, right, the 515 tefillos, he asked for Hashem Kadosh Baruch to be mevatel the gzeira of what? Of letting him into Eretz Yisrael. Ebro no, v'ere, let me pass over. And let me see, Ebrana. So listen to the Medrash. Fascinating conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, Avor na, Ebra na, I want to pass over, na, please. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, you're holding on two sides of the string. This is not going to work. You already asked me, Slachno, to forgive Am Yisrael, which is what we're going to recite, Rabbi Say. The Yugmili, the Sarachimim, the Slicha, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened on behalf of Klal Yisrael and introduced to us the Yugmili, the Sarachimim, and Salachti Kidvarecha. Says HaKadosh Baruch, I already granted you Slachna. Im Slachna, Ein Avorna. im avorno ein slachno. Azoi zok the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't be holding on to two ends of the string. If it's going to be avorno, so it's not going to be slachno. If it's going to be slachno, it's not going to be avorno. And ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to achieve slicha, and for us to have slichas. Once a Shabbos, or Shabbos, like we're saying, this parshas Bikurim, or basically this parshas Kisav. So I once heard a vart, a beautiful vart, that obviously this medrash is very deep in what the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem was. But you know what one of the Rebbes said? There's a Yisoy that speaks to each and every one of us about this conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem. It's about a way to look at all of these Yom Noran in these days that I think really pertains to our message right now. A person could walk into the shul, slichas, could walk into the next what, Rabbi Yisai? What are we holding? Svarnani Svardim in here. Svardim been saying slichos for what? Already since Rosh Chodesh El, right? How many days Yom Noram is for a real, say Rav Osner says, that the Ramah only says that we are noyeg to say slichos from the Motzei Shabbos before. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be mashkimin like the Svardim and be waking up for El. Elul starts the Avodah Zarah, and we're already halfway in it, more than halfway in it. And how many days ultimately is there to our entire Avodah? Anyone know? Ultimately, Hashanah Rabbah, which is the Havara, which is the passing over to the Shlichim, the Piskah Tava, the Psak, the Eidim Mesira, right? Right, you pass it over, the messenger, right? After the Psak is done, after the Chasima, that's why Hashanah Rabbah, there's still a chance. Which is what? How many days, Rabbi say? No days. Nun Aleph Yomim. Nun Aleph Yomim to the Avodah in the beginning of the year. Elul to Hashanah Rabbah is 51 days. So here's the Shaila. Is it going to be Avorna? I'm going to look at this book. I'm going to see how many pages are left, divide by two, because Art Scroll is English and a half, and then I'm going to figure out how much time is left without it. Is that the way I'm going to look at it? I get it. It's hard. It's a struggle. Or am I going to take a different approach? I'm not just going to pass through these days. I'm not just going to make this like the rest of my life up until now, which has been like, or the summer has just been routine, without machshava, without a destination, without a goal, without a plan. No, I want these days to be different types of days. I want to achieve slachno. Nun alef yomim that actually could have slach. Slichu mechilu b'yisai. Im avorno, ein slachno. Im slachno, az lo yahave avorno. You choose how those nun alef yomim are going to look like. But how do you do that? What's the only way to do that? It's through ways. It's through the Kanfei Nishorim. It's through Vayavienu El Amokum Azeh. It's being able to picture a destination, Rabbi Yisai. And you know what, Rabbi Yisai? You don't need any skills to become that Gadol. You don't need any qualities or any IQ to become that person that you want to become. All you need is a Ratzon, is a desire. We saw it yesterday in the Maharsho. We saw it in the Gemara in Sukkah. Kli Mole, Machzik, it's supernatural. The Torah is Eina Midamida Minaminyan. It's not based on what our talents are. It's based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I want. So that's all you need. And Memela, when it's such a destination, when it's such a picture, when it's such a goal, when it's Vayavienu Al HaMakom HaZeh, you're Maktim, before you start Slichus, then it can become a reality. Then Yetzias Mitzrayim could lead up to that. Then Eretz Yisrael has a Tachlis, Rabbi Yisai. Right now, halachically, in the days of Tosefes Shvius, Shemitah is starting this year, but it's going to be an exciting year. Shemitah, a lot of new halachas this year. But what's Tosefes Shvius is the last few days. Tosefes. It's the buffer for Shvius. We're in the times. Okay, it's Machlokes Tanaim already. You got to plant the seeds and then it's got to grow and it's going to grow on its own. And we don't know when the fruits are going to come out. But we know that there's an Eibishter and there's a path, and that's what it means to plant. Right now, Rabbi Yisai, is the time to plant. Time to plant for Shemitah, to make sure that you're going to have fruits for the rest of the year. And the time to plant for your life. But how do I plant? But how does a farmer have the ability? Look what he's doing. He's destroying this precious thing that he paid money for. What do you think? You're putting in this stuff in the depths of the earth, disgusting. Well, who's going to take care of it there? No. I could see already. I could see already, Vayavinu al-Makom Hazeh, I could see that there's a destination. I can see that the way the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world is that even though I don't understand that, I don't know how this works, and I have to let go, and I have to trust in the Eibishter, and I know that he's going to help me, I'm going to plant it right now, even though I don't see it in front of my face. And even if I don't get a geschmack from that slichus or from that tefillah, and I'm just pouring out my heart, and all I have is vanitzak, and I don't even have the words to utter, and that's why I need a shofar, because sometimes I can't even articulate the words, and that's what a shofar represents. It's a kol above dibur. So another shmooze, not for now, but it means it's a supernatural communication that it can't even be articulated, it can't even be brought to the level of this world, which is within dibur, within words. But I know, I know that there are going to be fruits one day. I know that there is a greater picture. And Rabbi Yisai, that a little bit eases my concerns and my fear that everyone has been throwing at me in this generation and with all these news sites and everything where all the anxiety that we've been living with. When you can set yourself up, slichus, for a purpose of slachna with a destination and recognize there's another world, there's another purpose, there's a lamancha, Rabbi Yisai, that has the ability to allow you to get through everything. Tzadik be'emunoso yichya. The tzadik doesn't necessarily see the fruits right now. He's not holding the tree in front of him. Rather, the tzadik is or zarua la tzadik. The light, he knows, is planted in. The light and the future is there. Or zarua la tzadik. He's a matzav ozriya. Rabbi said, what is zra'im? How does the Gemara in Shabbos refer to the Sefer of Zeroyim, the Seder of Zeroyim, right? Anyone remember? Emunos. The nickname for Zeroyim is Emuna. Emuna. What is Emuna? Emuna means I don't see it right now. The Kloisenberger Rebbe didn't see right now how he's going to get out of the Holocaust, but the Kloisenberger Rebbe kept Tzadik Be'Emunos Choyichi. He kept. This is all temporary. This is all a derech to get somewhere. Wherever Rabbi Yisai, hallo davarhu, that the juxtaposition of this week's parsha of Parshas Bikurim comes after the last parsha of Parshas Kisetze, which is Amalek. Amalek, which is the antithesis of Emunah. Amalek, which is the antithesis of what it means to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is Amalek's antidote? How do they have the ability to derail us? How do they have the ability to set us up for a lifestyle that, which was basically our lifestyle, and it was Nebuchadnezzar's, we just get derailed, we just get off track. Asher korcha baderech. They make you think that there's no destination, that there's no future, that everything is the right here, right now. Whatever I can see right now on my screen, whatever instant gratification I can get right now, that's the tachlis. My ikar in life is that I should be an investment banker and make millions of dollars, and that's the goal. Rabbi Yisai, I'm not giving Musar, and you should all make millions of dollars and hopefully support me one day. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, I'm telling you, if that's going to be the yoim yoim, that's going to be the day to day. It's not going to create meaning and fulfillment. You're not going to fulfill your tafkid. You're going to see for what? You're going to wake up empty one day. I'm not even on a path. That's the midlife crisis, everybody said. Ultimately, it catches up to you. Rosh Hashanah, Yomim Noraim, these Nun Aleph Yomim have the ability to avoid it. Have the ability to tell you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what happened, don't worry about what was. Let's make a plan now. Let's see the Beis HaMikdash, even though, everybody said, it's not going to be simple. It's not going to be simple. We're going to have a Gantz Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're going to have a long story, 40 years in the Midbar, and there's going to be ups and downs. But you're going to have something to always remember. And that's the purpose that Targum Yonason told me, that you flew me out here at the beginning of the process, to remind me that there's a derech, and to get me out of this zone of Amalek, of Asher Korcho Baderech, of Yazav Rosh of Darko, of trying to create a path right now, and to see a destination at the end of the tunnel. Rabbi Yisai, take out your phones, no, don't literally, and plug into Waze a destination. Plug in coordinates where you want to fly to, where you want to go. And no one has to know about this, just you and the Yehoshir, of what you want to be, of how you want to learn, of the mashal I always give you guys, Rabbi Yisai, when I try to be mechazik, and it's not to chas v'shalom, to put anything down, but ultimately you guys all tell me you want to be able to be kind in your skills. Skills in learning, skills in lumdis, and being able to analyze, being able to read. When your child in seventh grade is going to ask you to learn with him, which color safer are you going to pull off the shelf? Because he's going to be watching. It's going to be brown, maroon, with red on the side. Which side of the page are you going to be reading with him? Right now, you have that decision. You have the ability to make that difference. Not only right now, in November, and in January, and in March, you can make the difference right now. I want to be in that place. I want to now live my life as a derech to that place, Rabbi Yisai. And I know that there's a destination. I know that there's a path. So Rabbi Yisai, that's the hakdama. Im avorno, in slachno. Im ein slachno, in avorno. Rabbi Yisai, we got to make our choices right now. Let's not just pass through the pages. Pass through those walls of the Beis HaKnesses, of the Beis HaMedrash. Just walking through, doing what I'm told. Choosing a program, you know, like officially I have to register for something. No. That's Avarna. That's I'm just passing through. And then you're going to have that conversation with that guy. Oh my gosh, why you? I can't believe I didn't take advantage. Yeah, it's done. It's done before you know it. I feel bad for half the guys over here. They're 1 year left. 1 year left. It flies by. And I remember a second ago when they started. Rabbi Yisai, im avorna, in slachna. Im slachna, az ein avorna. Shteich.